Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Sticks.
Sticks.
Yeah.
What's that from?
I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
Y'all, Roger put his computer away because it's out of electricity.
It is out of what I like to call power. It's out of juice.
So stupid, I swear to God.
It's out of that purple drink.
So I don't know what we're gonna talk about on the show. It's we kind of blew our wad in the first one. I mean, we do have some questions to answer. We do have a little bit of feedback from Facebook from previous shows, but other than that, this is like a free for all. You know, it's gonna be a 30-minute free for all.
FREE free.
Free. For ALL.
Four as in the number, or four as in for thy neighbor?
No, it's foe.
Oh, as in the soup, or as no, in...
Yes, the soup.
Okay, so
but we say that as pho.
Those crazy Vietnamese. Oh, she's doing,
you guys,
a tattoo.
My arm
snap
is bruised and itchy, so I have to
she
tap,
gotta
my
tap
weave,
it out,
but it's bruised because it was too tight.
Tap it out. Let's talk about, do you want to get through the feedback first?
Yeah.
Let's get that first. Let's get that over with.
John Lyons emailed or messaged us on Facebook and says, uno momento. Where did the message go? He goes, hey, you guys. Oh, my God. I can't stop laughing. I'm on my way home from work. Road cone is so funny. And I said, what started off so stupid turned even dumber. He said, but the visual you put in my mind was so perfect. The vibrations in the road cone, you guys keep getting more dumber and so damn funny. And I was like, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to us. So thank you very much, John, for that. And then we also have feedback from Matthew about the same.
y'all, that was a funny fucking episode.
It was pretty funny. I went back and listened. I was like, this is ridiculous. he said, I had posted, I said the next turd drops at 12:32 Central. I said, hope you're ready to catch it. And he said, right. The people at my gym think I'm crazy because this afternoon I sat on one of the machines giggling like a schoolgirl for what seemed like a lifetime at the two of you laughing hysterically about the traffic cone. I think I have crazy status on me now. One of the funniest moments so far. And you guys, we did laugh so hard that, I mean, my stomach was starting to like
hurt.
It was like stretched and it was like cramping and I couldn't breathe. I couldn't breathe. I didn't know my breath.
I just thought about Rico.
Right.
Oh my God. When you said, hey, you guys.
And then somebody on Twitter was like, oh my God, I love the Goonies.
Yes.
Hey, you guys.
I bet that would feel good though. I mean, imagine the vibration on your prostate.
If we could do it like in a smaller format.
Such as a dildo, a vibrator.
A snow cone.
Well, okay then.
How are you going to yell through a vibrator?
That's right. Well, it's vibrating. I meant the vibration part. Not
the
yelling.
Same. You got to have audio vibrations.
I want to have audio vibrations. Oh, I love that movie. If you guys haven't seen Love and Mercy, go see it. It's really good. It's about the Beach Boys.
Crazy town, right?
Oh my God. Brian Beach Boy.
Brian Crazy Beach Boy.
He was Like, it was really weird. It was really strange because he was a musical genius, but
I
he
bet
was...
Graham Debs had a crush on him.
Probably. Maybe even...
Did you want some crazy... Did you want Brian Crazy Town Beach Dick? Graham Debs? I bet he did coke off a dick.
I want some beach dick.
Oh, it's so sandy.
It's so sandy, Randy.
So sandy is another yoga name. Sandy Waters.
And it's S-O-O. Every time I hear the word Randy or Sandy, I think of that scene in Identity Theft where Justin Bateman is at the gas station. Uh-huh. And I think, what's his name? I want to say something Azari. I can't remember his first name. Fuck.
Oh, the comedian?
Yes, yeah. I think so.
Aziz Azari.
Not him. It's the guy who did... It's the guy who played... Or someone that looks like the guy who played in The Birdcage.
Oh, the Latino guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Anyways. But I think it's someone that looks like him. Anyway, He goes, your name is Randy? He's like, Randy? Randy. What rhymes with Randy? Sandy? This is... Who names their kid Randy? It's just funny. Anyway, watch the movie. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, okay. I don't know where that transition was going. We're not professional, so whatever. It's free. You get what
you'd
you
be surprised
for.
how many podcasts that actually do get paid sound just like us.
And worse.
Exactly. And they're in a professional studio.
So imagine
where this dream, this boat of dreams would take us if we had a real studio and some cash. Really
the
nowhere.
South side.
Oh my God. Speaking of studios, do you want to know that? Okay. So the second studio that I ever recorded in.
No one says that.
Well, I mean, people in the music industry. Anyway.
Okay.
I want you to guess the name and I'll give you two hints. The name is a particular food. And
Rusty Taquitos.
No. What can I give you the second?
Raunchy Tacos.
No. So, okay. So it's food. And the second one is it's real buttery.
Honey butter fried chicken.
I mean, when have you ever eaten honey butter fried chicken?
I want to go eat there.
Go ahead.
But I don't eat chicken anymore because I'm a vegetarian for now. What is it called? Butterfat Studios.
I'll give you
that's
one more
a tattoo parlor actually here.
I'll give you one more guess. Just think about it really hard.
It's a food item and what was the other?
It's a food item and it's buttery.
Is it in that order? Like is it the food item and then the buttery item?
No, the food item is a buttery. Is buttery.
Oh. Biscuits. Raised Biscuits.
No. Okay, I'll tell you. It was called, because it's no longer around, it was called Ham and Cheese Studios.
Wait, what's buttery?
The bread. Because it was like hot cheese, like, what is that called?
Girl, why didn't you say grilled cheese? Grilled bread or something?
No, well,
a ham and cheese sandwich is not grilled unless you grill it. It's a grilled ham and cheese.
Yes, but I...
Oh, fucked it up. Next.
Anyway.
Wait, why were we talking about that? Oh, because we were talking about if we had cash and...
We'd be in the same position we're in now.
Professional studio.
Same position we're in now.
Which is...
Zero content.
State of sadness.
Real stupid content.
Where we talk about buttholes and road cones.
And
paper crafting.
And talk about road cone vibrations. Anyways, go to your...
Oh my God. I'm going to go to the questions, but y'all, I posted yesterday. They have this thing on Netflix. It's Disney Shorts.
Oh, I know. You told me about it.
Why did I have to stop watching it? Because they were all fucking sad.
No.
All of them. I had... Not all of them, but the one that I watched was like... I was like, done. I cannot watch this anymore. And if you ever go online and read the story about the matchstick girl, I'd never heard of it until I saw this.
No.
It must be like a Russian I don't want to say fairy tale, but story. You guys watch the cartoon. You will fucking die.
No one wants to go to Sad Town.
First, I was confused. And then first I was petrified. And then I was wondering how I was gonna, I don't know, live, because it was so fucking sad.
Okay, you really
at the end, Tony was like, literally, because I was so like affected by it, he's like, Poppy, she died. I'm like, ah! And he's like,
because of course the heartless one. She like, she dead up in that corner. She's all frozen.
She's muerta for you.
Let it go. Let it go.
Oh God, you guys, you should watch it. It's like they and there's a couple sad ones on there.
Again, but no one wants to go to Sad Town. Anyways,
won't you take me to Sad Town,
girl? I need you to get it together with the.
Joseph wants to know, what sound do you love?
Oh, Janet.
Okay, real sound.
That is a real sound.
Okay.
Like, what do you mean? I don't.
Not real.
It is real because she made it. Well, her brother made it. Actually, her vocals made it.
Do you mean nature? I would say out of nature, my favorite sound is the airplanes going over.
That's not nature. Oh my God, you're so fucking stupid.
That's nature. for a city person, it is. We live in a concrete jungle, girl.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, Alicia. What kind of sound?
I have to say, I do love the sound of the ocean. That's like, that will put me to sleep so fucking quick. When I was in Key West, I literally slept at night on the beach. Right there on the beach, on a cot. Just slept.
Oh my God, I have
someone
a really...
Someone could
have
murdered me.
I have a really funny...
Are you
going to
say a beach whale? Are you going to say, oh, you're a fucking beach whale in Key West? Is that what you're going to say? Because I haven't heard that before. Haven't heard it. Ever.
I can't even...
Never heard it. You ever been on Grindr? You'll hear it all the time.
Right. Oh my God. You guys, stop. No, really, stop.
My God. So what's your favorite sound?
I told you. What? Janet.
No, like nature.
Like
she's nature not
wise,
nature.
I do like to hear rain.
Rain.
Feel it on your fingertips. Hear it on my window pane.
Your love's coming down like
rain. Wash away my sorrows.
Take away my pain. Your love's coming down like
rain.
I do all the moves. When I do all the body moves. You do all the hand moves.
When your and then, lips are touching my... And you
don't. Oh, they look infected. Stop touching them. Your downstairs lips are infected. Stop touching them.
Stop
you
touching.
Know what? Put them away.
Oh my God.
Downstairs lips is a yoga name.
I am in a fucking giggly mood right now. Ooh. Anyways, what was the second question that we haven't gotten to?
No. Should we do the rest of the remaining four? Because we're going to be gone for like a week or whatever.
Yeah, let's just do. So, okay. So, my favorite sound, if it was like a nature sound related, it would have to be rain. I just love it. I love that sound. It's very soothing.
What about the sound when I'm sleeping?
Two words, violent symphony. It's always at a crescendo. It never comes down.
Or a bass.
It's just always there.
Y'all, that's changing.
That's a yoga name, Violent Symphony.
Tomorrow, I actually have my second sleep study to get my titration, as they call it. I think it's what they'd say. But they're going to put Darth Vader on my face, and then I'm going to sleep.
Mm. And I guarantee you that if you actually are able to fall asleep, that you will probably feel better.
Heavenly. I was reading online and they said, like, just the first night's sleep, you wake up and you're like on fucking crack. You're like, yes, seize the day. I need to exercise, which will be a while before I say that because let's get real. Let's get honest. It's Thanksgiving. It's about to be Christmas. Valentine's Day, Easter, July 4th. I mean, all that's coming
up. Memorial, you skipped that one.
It's all coming up.
Yeah. President's Day.
Flag Day.
Any gay day.
Pride. We don't eat the month of Pride because, you know, parade.
That we don't go to.
Right.
Anyways.
Because we're fans. And we hate people.
Yeah.
What is the best Disney movie?
Mm.
This is going to be hard for me because I really don't watch a lot of cartoon movies. So.
Well, see, it's hold on. Because I can't remember if Disney, Pixar.
I like The Fox and the Hound. That's a good one.
Hold on.
We can't just. Can you talk? Can you say.
Well, I just want to make sure it's with the from.
Well, just say it, and then we.
Well, it's A Bug's Life. That's my. Oh, it is.
It's
a movie.
Pixar, right?
It's a Disney Pixar movie.
Yeah,
that's my.
That's
favorite.
A good movie too.
I love that. Was
no,
the first.
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
I mean, it's a God, sad movie, but it's so good. It's a good movie, but it's not my favorite. I'd probably
Charlie.
Say.
Charlie.
I'd probably say that's. Beauty and the Beast, because my sister and I used to watch that movie.
Beauty and. The Beast. Did you play the Beast and she played the Beauty?
Clearly, opposite. I played Belle.
Belle's palsy.
Stupid. Stop talking about yourself like that. That's God, another so drag 90s. Name. That's another yoga name. Now we're gonna do the Belle's palsy.
You just sit there and make your face go sideways.
Stop it. Oh my God.
If you guys could see it, it's pretty funny.
Oh my God.
What would you do if you walked into like a yoga studio and everybody had Bell's palsy at the same time?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, are you smiling?
I'd be like, why is everyone's face like that?
You need to take this yoga class.
Is that taking you to Nirvana?
I hope that's not your O face. Ooh. Catch your breath.
Ooh, I'm like Beyonce.
Oh.
I'm Destiny's Child. Ooh, can't catch my breath. Anyways, go ahead to the next question. So the Disney movie. Wait, what was yours?
I said I like The Fox and the Hound or All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Okay. What's your other
one? Not really into the new movies, you know, like Finding Nemo or.
Oh my God. You've never seen Finding Nemo?
I have, but.
You haven't seen Inside Out? You would make me cry.
I don't do cartoons that make you cry, obviously, because last night I fucking did it and I want to kill myself. And it's a cartoon.
Little matchstick girl.
Joseph asks, what's that?
I'm trying to catch them.
Have you ever had sex with someone you didn't know their name, and where did it take place? Duh, and everywhere. Who hasn't? I bet Graham Debs has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, does it really matter where? If you didn't know their name, more than likely it took place like in a park, a bathroom,
in a Wendy's bathroom.
Love a Frosty.
Oh, there was some Frosty going on for sure.
But they didn't have vanilla Frosty back then.
Oh, it was vanilla. Did I ever sleep with someone that I didn't know their name?
Yes, and of where? Course.
I mean, I suppose anyone can say a name and be like, I don't know your name. Like, there have been What's many times.
Stranger.
Stranger danger. What's I'm your sure. Name?
Dick. Where do you want it? Dick.
I'm sorry. What do you want?
Dick.
Oh, I'm sure. I remember I went home with this one guy and we went back to his place and it was interesting.
Have you ever been to, back in my younger days, have you ever been to a person's house that you were just like, this ain't happening?
Oh, yeah. Did I ever tell you the story about when I went over to this guy's house in, I don't know if it was Wrigleyville or Uptown, but it was over there by like Lawrence and like, maybe, I think it's like Sheridan Park.
Uh-huh.
I think I may have told the story, but anyway, I was going over there to hook up with him. It was late at night. It was like 12:30. And he invites me over and I get to his house and I was a little creeped out because his house was kind of like Amityville, like
molester.
It was just creepy. Like you could just tell that during the daytime, it's like
a crack house.
And the left, to the left, it's really nice and warm and sunny. To the right, it's warm and sunny. But right in his house, it's like cloudy and rainy.
Crack like, house.
No, it wasn't a crack house. It was a beautiful house, actually. But it was just one of those that you could tell it was a fucking cloud. Like it started thundering. It was like, and I'm like, why?
So anyway, God, so I need some dick.
Right. So I go over there, and the guy was cute. And he walks me down this like long, like it was his house, but it was like a long corridor, like, you know, long hallway or whatever. And I don't remember, there wasn't many rooms per se, but there was just a long hallway for some reason. And we passed like a room and we passed a bathroom and then we passed the kitchen.
Was his name H.H. Holmes?
I don't remember his name. Right.
And Scary
I don't
house
think,
dude.
It was, yeah. And I don't remember his name, period. Like I don't think I ever knew his name. So anyway, so I get there. And he takes me back to the very last room in the house. Okay? Red flag immediately. First of all, the front entrance, the only light that you could only resemblance of light was a street light that would come in when you would open the door. One. Two, the living room was dark and the only light that you could see was from the windows from the outside. Then, because it was such a long hallway, there was no other light that you'd see.
Girl, you were at the Eagle.
Stupid. I wasn't high. And then he had the kitchen light open. He had it on.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a room at the back. And then the back was like the back. There was a door then. I'm assuming it was to like either a porch or to like, you know, a stairwell for outside. So I sit on the bed. And it was a small, like, it was a probably a little bit smaller than this room. I would probably venture to say from, like, here, that way. There was, maybe a full-size bed. And there was, like, a little, like, chest that was next to it. And I'm like, I was starting to get kind of, like, my fight or flight was starting to, like, red flags were popping up everywhere. And I was like, fuck, I need to get out of here. I was like, because one...
This is his child's room.
This is going to be, I'm going to die. Like, I was like, I'm going to die here. I just said, like, there was just this, like, feeling that I had, and I was just not feel, like, it was just not, I didn't feel safe. And he goes, do you like being tied up? And I was like, and I was sitting at the bed, and I just my only thing was I was just literally, I'm honestly like, I was literally remembering everything in the room. I was going like this so I could leave like trails behind me.
Pulling your hair out, sticking it on the bed.
Bitch is like a fucking rape victim. I'm like, nothing's happened yet.
CSI.
Right. Somewhere.
Law and Order Realness.
Ooh, girl, let me shake it off.
You scratched his face. Right, so you need some ink.
And then I'm like watching the door. Like, so I'm watching the door to see like, okay, if anything goes down, I could either run out through the back or I'm going to have to run all the way to the front. I mean, I'm making obviously exaggerating. It wasn't that long, but it seemed long. So I was
bitch,
like,
if you're running for your life, it's long.
It's gonna be like a mile long.
Right.
So then I was like, I was like, I don't like that. I was like, I don't like to be tied. And he's like, well, no, I didn't mean you. And I was like, okay. And he was like, no, would you mind tying me up? And I was like your hands? He goes, well, it's a little bit more than my hands.
No, up on this cross.
And I was like, I'm not quite sure I understand. Tell me why he fucking pulls it. He pulls the chest over to my direction, opens it, and it's nothing but fucking rope.
Oh, freak.
Like the fucking type of rope where your ass is not going to get away. I don't care what kind of Boy Scout you were.
Like Last House on the Left.
Like you're going to fucking die.
Like The Strangers.
Yes. Like you're going to get tied up, thrown in the fucking bottom of the fucking house, and you're never coming out. And I was like, I got up and I was like, I was like, you want, I was like, I'm sorry. I'm not understanding this. I'm like,
he's
want,
totally turned off. He's like, fucking leave.
No. He was like, you want me to tie you up with all that rope? And he was like, yeah. Mummy. And then he was like, yeah, is that okay? I mean, like, is that cool? And I'm like,
that's going to give me calluses. I don't think so.
I was like, you know what? I was like, this is not going to work. I was like, I'm not really comfortable with this. I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, it's not my thing.
I'm sorry, Charlie.
Mind you, I was like, it's not because I got up from the bed and immediately walked closer to the door. And I was like, I'm not really comfortable with this. I was like, and I'm not versed on tying people up. So I don't. He's like, well, I'll tell you, you know, how to tie me up and whatever. And I'm like,
you're like, I've never been sailing before, so I don't know.
I came over here because I wanted to suck dick and I wanted to get my dick sucked, not to tie you up. I was like, I'm sorry, but it's just not my thing. I'm sorry. Because I wouldn't get anything out of it. And I was like, I'm going to go. And so I started, like, I kind of turned around and I was like, would you show me to the door? He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to freak you out. He's like, it's just kind of my thing. I'm like, no, that's cool.
Couldn't
but I'm
you
like,
said that like in your email.
I thank you. Why did you not explicitly say that I wanted to be tied up like a motherfucking mummy?
In your AOL chat room.
I mean, okay, first of all, it was gay.com. Not AOL. No, it was Manhunt.
Same. Ew. Yeah.
Well, this was when Manhunt was like the scruff, you know, it was like that.
Prior
was,
app.
Yes. And he was like, oh, he's like, that's fine. He's like, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to freak you out. He's like, I promise, you know, I'm like. He's like, it wouldn't hurt me because I would tell you what to do. And then he said the cardinal words. He's like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I wasn't going to hurt you. And I'm like, ding, 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 ding. I'm out. I was like, donezo. Tell me why. As I'm walking to the front, some man sitting at a desk.
No.
Typing away at the fucking computer.
Oh,
that, by the way, God. I did not fucking see when I walked in. Did not see him.
Oh, my God. What if you would have tied the other guy up and then the other guy came in? And it's like, you're going to fuck him with his drill kind of thing.
I was so fucking, I could not, like, I literally, I think I did a shuffle on my way out.
You did not go to someone's house for at least 24 hours.
For at least 5 minutes. Found another trick right away. Just kidding. But I was like, and then as we got to the door, like, because he was like, okay, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. And I was like, who is that? And he goes, that's my partner.
Oh,
have a good night.
Your brother. I mean, your brother.
I was like,
your partner can't tie you up for you. He could have been pre-tied.
And I was like, he could have tied your ass up, told me to come over to fuck your face, and that could have been done.
Right. But done. No, you ruined it.
No, but you ruined it by telling me I had to fucking do all the work. And then to fucking leave your ass there so your boyfriend could come over
there
and
fuck
you.
Don't tell a lazy bottom to do all the work.
Okay, first of all.
No, I ain't lazy.
There is no lazy bottom in
lazy bottoms.
No, because that's when I bottom, name. It's all or nothing. I'm gonna make you break
it's
your
yo-ho
hips.
Yo-ho body or nothing.
Right. It's like dive in, spring off the board and dive in.
Get the road cone.
Dude, seriously, I was fucking terrified. I ran to my car and I sat in my car and I was like, and I looked around because I thought, oh my God, what if he like he's one of those that wants to like run
Stick
after you and then kill you?
Stick and I saw.
That's really what I was thinking. So I was thirsty. Like, what bookstore can I go that's so open?
Ew. I've never been to one, so I don't know. I've just seen them in porns. All right, Joseph has one more last question, and we got to go.
Is it the last question?
Yeah, it's the last question.
No, it's
not. We got to get some more questions up in her.
No, is it really?
Yeah.
I thought we had four left.
It's the 10 question. Yeah.
Wait.
We had the favorite sound, the Disney movie, not anonymous sex.
Oh, okay.
The last one is, what is the strangest habit you have? Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Oh.
Do you want me to? Which one do you want me to tell you?
What?
The good one, the bad one, the bad one, or the bad one? Actually, I'm not really in the mood for the good ones. So.
No, but why don't
a bad habit I think I have is, especially on the show.
Like you're not paying attention?
No, I'm paying attention. It's just that I say it constantly.
Oh, got it.
I've heard the show before. Like, that's rare. But when I do listen, I'm like, could someone guess how many times I said uh-huh and all right?
Oh, you'd be a great newscaster. Because you notice that they never say uh-huh. Never.
Y'all, yeah.
Y'all. On the south side, y'all. Mm-hmm, there was
Out
something.
Heels, what?
Oh, hell no.
No.
Can you imagine the weatherman? Like, right over here. Yes, this area right over here.
This area.
Is going to get some rain. And,
You know what?
It's like someone's talking in the ear.
They're having a conversation, but only one side you're being heard.
It's like over here on the south side. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it.
They look up and it's got a girl.
I love that you're pushing your Jerry curl away.
Fuck you. That would be one of my habits that I have. I do this.
You do that a lot.
All the time.
And you also grab the handle in the car when you don't need to. That's a really bad habit you have.
I do. But as I've explained before.
The car is 10 miles away ahead of us, in front of us. And I put the brakes on and he's grabbed the side handle. The oh shit handle.
If any of you have driven with Miss Ricky over here, you would understand why that oh shit bar is being grabbed.
Bitch is busy. Got to get somewhere.
Worst driver in America. Well, that's not true. Because
do you think eating your toenails is a bad habit?
Like chewing them like if you were a dog?
Yeah, but you actually put your foot to your mouth. And
I don't think I can get my foot that far up. I'm not that.
Well, your pants are a little tight. So,
and you know one really bad habit you have? I would say that. I clear my throat a lot. And
you're
I hate
right.
that.
You do that a lot.
I do. I don't like that.
Tell me what else you do wrong so I can not feel bad about it.
Also, a bad habit I have is that I hang out with you.
Well, I mean, you know, nuns have bad habits.
Stupid. Yeah, I would probably say that. Like, I do this thing with my hair. And then
you're very talkative handsies, too.
Oh, yeah.
You're
very expressive. It's like I get
you are so expressive.
It's like if I was talking to a blind man, it's you're like useless.
He see you. Right. That's how
how handsy I am.
Much expression you have.
Yes. Yes, I am very expressive with my manos. I can't help it. And the worst part about it is, like, if I see someone who... There I go again. So if I see someone that's doing it, like, I get worse. It's like, I'm like, hey,
girl! Oh, my God. Off the charts.
Modulation.
Over what?
Modulation.
All right, we got to go. Thank you, Joseph, for all the questions. I want more questions like that. So if anybody, Graham Debs...
Gigi Julie,
teacher,
soccer
lady
mom. I mean, teacher mom with the gay son who we haven't heard about.
I know. Hello, where are you? Maybe she's busy. She's in school season. So
we're gonna have to put out a missing sign up for her.
What's the picture we're gonna use? Oh, we're gonna use a teacher and a teacher sweater. We love a teacher sweater.
Maybe we should have a contest for our last couple shows before Christmas is over.
That's a lot of work.
Oh my God. Fucking lazy.
So you guys, if you want to donate to our PayPal so we can pay our fees, do that. If you donate, you're going to get a wonderful card made by moi.
Well, you know, I may make one.
I think I signed your name on it. So you're lucky.
Oh, thanks. Did you show me the card that you sent him?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
It was all handmade, girl.
Herming.
It also has Hendrix dick stamp on it.
That's so disgusting. Well, he's hooded, so why? It's not really a head. It's
a splotch. No, it's more of an elephant trunk. Like, you know.
Just fucking stupid.
Hold on, I'll show you the card that I made.
Anyways, Mike.
Oh, I thought I took a picture of it, but here it is.
If you want to, yes, I think you remember it. You showed me that. If you want to, since you're close to the city, we should all like. Go out for lunch or something.
Toes hangs.
Yes. Anyways, because you're cute and I want to kind of
You want to hang out with him because he's cute or because he's a nice person because he donated to the show?
No, because he's cute.
Is that a partner? Oh my God. What if you're like a match made in heaven?
Oh my God.
It's because of me.
See?
You totally did it. And you talked with your hands at the same time.
Guys, I'm so fucking animated. I could totally be a part of Pixar.
You have an addiction.
Addiction.
All right, we got to go. This is Ricky.
And this is, what was I?
Thin crusty or something. I don't remember.
Thin crust pizza.
Thin. Quotation marks. That's like when you call someone smalls.
And they're actually bigger than a house. Anyway, have a nice Thanksgiving, you guys.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Actually, you're going to hear this after. Oh, maybe on Thanksgiving Day. You'll hear it. Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, because we don't do. Are we going to release these till next week or?
I'll release one on Sunday and the other one on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. So you'll get this one on Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
And then we'll be back. We'll probably do
make
two
sure
shows
you stuff all your faces. Make sure if you want to buy us some craft shit, make sure that it's we need a lot of die cuts.
They don't know what that means. Oh my God, don't look because you'll get addicted. Also, if
addicted,
we'll come back the week after Thanksgiving, and then I think we normally take the month off, so for December, so we may pop in. Because I'm sure we'll see each other. Yeah, we took last December off. And
I didn't think we need to take off the whole month. I think we could take off like maybe do the first 2 weeks of shows and then the rest.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean,
I need time for myself.
Do you realize that I'm the only friend that you hang out with unless someone else calls you to hang out with you?
Friend. That's an interesting word.
the nerve of you. Anyways.
Friends tie each other up.
The fuck they do. That's the reason why my ass marched the fuck out of there. I was like,
excuse me, what's your name? All right, we gotta go. This is Ricky.
And this is Reverence.
Bye.
Deuces.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com. or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @FoulMonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/FoulMonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, Fullerton. Or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.